Amy, thank you so much for joining us on the Pacifica Evening News, and congratulations on this historic milestone. As 30 years ago today, Democracy Now! Went on air for the very first time, and now broadcasts on over 1,400 public television and radio stations worldwide. As your team prepares to celebrate in New York, I wanted to ask how you're reflecting on this moment and what it means to look back at three decades of independent journalism.
I mean, I just thank everybody who has been a part of this incredible project that really KPFA started, you know, born in 1949. And I came out of WBAI Radio, the sister Pacifica station. And actually, Democracy Now! Started on WPFW in Washington, D.C. in 1996. It was just nine community and Pacifica radio stations. And then the next year, we went down a station rather than grow. Well, we thought it would just be an election show. And but people wanted this program. It was just a nine-month election show was going to end because the election was done. I think Clinton won that year, but we were doing a grassroots global news hour, and they wanted it more than ever. I think the hunger for independent voices was so important. It went way beyond an election year. The next year, we committed to broadcasting the voice of Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was on death row at the time in Pennsylvania, and the station that broadcast us in Pennsylvania dumped us just as we were about to go on the air. We had picked up this project actually from NPR because they had committed to broadcasting his commentaries. They recorded them all. The editor of All Things Considered said they were some of the finest commentaries they had ever heard. But then when the Fraternal Order of Police put pressure on NPR, they caved, put his commentaries in a safe, and we felt we had to pick up the baton and go from there. But then more and more radio stations, community, university, college stations picked us up. And then 5 years later, the week of the 9/11 attacks, and we were just blocks from Ground Zero, the closest national broadcast to Ground Zero, we started on one television station, New York, Public Access, MNN. And then it just took off. Public access stations around the country started asking to play us. We were sending overnight the videotape because it was, we didn't want to go by snail mail. It was breaking news. And then the NPR stations in towns would say, can we play you? And then the PBS stations. And that's how it grew, station by popular demand. And, you know, it's 30 years later, Lauren, but it is more critical than ever, as we see with these corporate networks that are consolidating and merging. And the news doesn't make them money. And it also gives them a lot of, I guess you could say, tsuris, because it is holding those in power accountable. And the president of the United States doesn't want to be held accountable. And he runs the FCC. So they are caving right and left. And it shows how important commercial-free, people-powered media is. You know, independent media is the oxygen of a democracy. And so we are so proud, this brain trust that is Democracy Now! And in that, I include all the producers and hosts I work with, Nermeen Sheikh and Juan Gonzalez, Juan, from the very beginning. And all of the listeners and viewers around the world, that is the community that keeps Democracy Now! Going.
Absolutely. And the same can be said for us right here at KPFA. Reflecting over the past 30 years, Democracy Now! Has covered wars, corporate power, climate collapse, immigration crackdowns, and the movement for racial justice, stories that are often sidelined or silenced by mainstream outlets. In doing that work, you've been arrested while reporting, publicly criticized even by a former president during an interview, and attacked for holding power to account. What has it taken personally and institutionally to stay focused on that mission? And what has sustained you in those moments? And how have you been able to maintain the courage to keep going?
I mean, we face nothing like the adversity that the people we cover face. I mean, look what's happening in Minneapolis today, or what's happening in Haiti, Timor, Gaza, Iraq. When you look at the challenges people face, I've always felt that as an American journalist, we have to take the protection of that privilege and really use it to do what journalism is supposed to do, to go to where the silence is, to hear from people who are not usually heard. And that's not a fringe minority. It's not even a silent majority. It's the silenced majority, silenced by the corporate media, which is why we have to take the media back. And we hope we're a role model for stations around the world. A lot of times, independent journalists, or I should say, international journalists, videographers, documentarians, come and do documentaries about Democracy Now! Like, what are you? You're not a state media outlet, and you're not a private outlet. And we say, based on the model of Pacifica, we are listener and we are viewer and reader supported, as well as some foundations. And that's absolutely critical. Now, there's been a really interesting US documentary made about Democracy Now!, and it's called Steal This Story, Please. The idea of, I think of an exclusive as a failure. Fine to be the first to broadcast something, but then I want everyone to pick it up. Steal this story, please. Because these stories are that important, like the standoff at Standing Rock, or hearing Palestinians describe their own experience, or Israeli peace activists, all these voices that have been silenced. But that idea, steal this story, please, going to where the silence is, being the exception to the rulers, that is the job of journalists. And what inspires me every day is the courage of the people that we cover. And that is something that is rarely covered. You get this small circle of pundits who know so little about so much, explaining the world to us and getting it so wrong. KPFA has always been about something very different. And Democracy Now! Across the week on KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK in Los Angeles, WPFW in Washington, KPFD in Houston. The Pacifica family has always been different. And that's what we hope to take to the world, to that broader stage.
And throughout the 30 years that Democracy Now! Has been on air, we've also seen dramatic media consolidation, shrinking local newsrooms, and increasing corporate ownership. What concerns you the most about the future of independent journalism, and where do you still find hope?
Media is changing so quickly. You don't have your, you know, conventional gatekeepers of a small number of networks and, you know, and papers of record in a few major cities. It is decentralized. People are picking up their phones and they're showing images. So it's really citizen journalists. And I don't mean citizens of a particular country. I mean citizens of the world. That's what we are now. And I hope that's how media unites us. It's global. It knows no borders. And it gives voice to people who are not usually covered. And those truths, I never say one truth, but those truths are so important to reverberate around the world. And it's critical that we, as journalists, continue to do the work to break the sound barrier. That's what pushes against authoritarianism. That's really the hope.
An authoritarian takeover cannot happen without a passive media. And we refuse to be passive. Amy, it's an honor and a duty we take seriously here in the KPFA newsroom, and we follow in your leadership. So again, congratulations on 30 extraordinary years of Democracy Now, 3 decades of fearlessness. And on behalf of all of us at the Pacifica Network and the KPFA newsroom, thank you so much for showing us what it means to hold power accountable and center the voices that so often go unheard.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you all. Can't wait to be on Democracy Now! With you all tomorrow.